Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm a real estate investor in both single-family properties and apartment communities. I began investing 11 years ago in single-family homes, and in 2018, I began investing in apartment communities. I now find myself a partner in over 3,000 doors of real estate, and I expect that to expand here in the next few weeks. I've got several deals that are closing soon that I've invested in. They will close, and my real estate portfolio will grow as I continue to invest. As the host of this show, I get plenty of email from wonderful people all over this great country. Some are lifelong real estate investors. Some are just now starting out. Many in between. And yes, more than a few of you that have not started investing yet. Friends, now is the time. There is no better time to invest in real estate than right now. Well, let me correct that. The best time was 30 years ago. The next best time was 2008 to 2012. After that, well, now is the best time. Today is the best time. Why? Real estate just happens to be one of those investment paths that magnifies with time. If you had started 30 years ago, it'd be pretty substantial right now, wouldn't it? If you'd started in 2008, 2010, 2012, your portfolio would be pretty substantial now, wouldn't it? So why don't you start today so that tomorrow your life will be different? You see, your assets, as long as you're continually managing your assets, turning your assets, reinvesting proceeds from those assets, it will grow. You live off the cash flow and you reinvest the windfalls from the refinance events and the sales of the assets. You don't spend that money. You put that money back in. Therefore, each year the amount invested will get larger and larger. And hence, the cash flow from the real estate investments will grow annually. My friends, what I just described is the cash flow snowball. You see, with the cash flow snowball strategy, your wealth will grow over time. It does not get depleted over time. Now, I'm going to answer some email questions on the show today. And if you miss this show, you can always pick us up. My favorite way is the podcast app. Just subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You can also find us on YouTube. We have our own channel. Go to YouTube, type in Del Walmsley, D-E-L-1-L, Walmsley, Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll find us there. And naturally, yes, we're on our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button. You'll find this show and all the other shows from the other hosts there as well. Now, before I answer these emails, and the whole idea behind it is I get a lot of the same thoughts, questions, concerns, and I'm hoping to help some of you out there that are listening to me today, because I'm sure you have some of the same concerns, some of the same thoughts, some of the same ideas. But let me say this. I am not a real estate mentor. There are people that have 50 times the experience I have in real estate. I'm not paid by Lifestyles Unlimited to offer real estate investing advice. I am, however, a real estate investor, an active real estate investor. And if you caught it earlier, I purchased my first rental property, 2011, 11 years ago. And I've owned rental property ever since. If I address your questions or concerns, one of the primary comments I'm always going to make, you see, real estate's a team sport. You should also go to other real estate investors, educators, mentors. Propose the same question. Propose the same concern. Gather info from several people. I'm just one of those people. Then develop your strategy. I'd also like to offer that the education component is continuous. It's ongoing. The best real estate investors I know of are constantly learning. And in doing so, they then have the ability to adjust or adopt new strategies. Constant ongoing process. I'm not using today the education I received 10 years ago. I'm using part of it, but I'm also using experiences on the ground based on today's market. But always, I'll answer your question based on my personal experiences. Now for your questions, I'm going to withhold the names for privacy. So here's the first one, and I'm going to read the entirety of this email because there's some points I want to make throughout, and then I will answer this gentleman's question at the end. Mike, I've been a new member with Lifestyles since middle of December 2021. I've taken advantage of online courses and podcasts, which is where I got your email. I'm scheduled to attend a two-day course in person in my area in February. I inherited four rental properties and purchased four rentals and no loans during my working years. Now retired from the United States Navy and after my Navy job in my early 70s. I'm learning how to evaluate properties in the courses. I have two outstanding properties with concern. One has high cost to maintain and high taxes due to land attached to the property. The other, they've had so long, there's no depreciation left to offset the income from the taxes. Now, here's his question. He says, is there any way recommended by Lifestyles to sell both of those properties in 1031s and use those returns to make passive multifamily investments with Lifestyles leads? Until those issues are settled, I've cashed in my IRA and will be looking to see how to get started at the two-day seminar. Well, my friends, sir, you are in for a ride at the two-day, and I wish I was there to see the look on your face when you realize just what you have sitting before you. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. We'll continue discussing real estate and answering some questions. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you have any questions about Lifestyles Unlimited or about real estate investment or about how to get started, please reach out to me. I'm happy to help in every way. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Now, speaking of email, if you missed the first segment, received an email from a listener that's just started out, joined in 2021, December of 2021, may have attended the two-day. He said he was attending in February. That may have already happened. I don't know what part of the country he's in. But he had a question about, he has an 8-home portfolio and no loans on those 8 homes, okay? That's, I can tell you right now, it's going to get good for this gentleman once he goes through the 2-day and sees what we recommend and what we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. But a few points before I answer that 1031 question. Notice he said he had cashed in his IRA. Good for him. He's 70, so he doesn't have the penalty. He does have the taxes, but yet you'd be surprised at how many people won't just take their entire IRA and cash it in because of the fear of jumping into the next tax bracket. But what I want to tell you is having those funds to deploy right now in today's market is going to make all the difference in the world. Next year, the year after that, especially in year 3 through 5, things will change substantially. You'll wish you had done what this gentleman's about to do. Don't take it out piecemeal. If you make the decision, take it out and put it to work. I also want to say, he's 70. He's not laying down and saying, well, I'm just going to take what I have. No, he is out to maximize it. Good for him. You are never too old to invest in real estate. Never too old. This, for all we know, there may be another 30 years left on the clock. None of us knows. So why lay down? Charge forward. He has the assets to do such. He's getting educated, and he's learning how to do it. So let's say he just took his funds and sat down and put it in a simple savings account because of any fear of investing in any sort of market funds where you can lose a lot of capital, a lot of principal. If you had just done that, savings accounts are paying nothing right now. Obviously, inflation is high, so you're going to be losing money. Just even if this gentleman only made 5% in real estate investment, a lousy 5%, that's a horrible return if you're invested in real estate. But if you just say you're making 5% versus putting it in a savings account, that is 500% greater, right? 500% at a minimum. That's with a savings account that has a 1% return. There's plenty that has much less than that. So he has 2 homes in his 8-home portfolio, and he wants to 1031 exchange those to become a passive in an apartment community. You cannot do that, unfortunately. You can't do it. Why? Because a 1031 is a like-kind exchange. You're, in the eyes of the IRS, you're exchanging one property into another property or into 2 or 3 properties or into a larger property. And so the title must be exactly the same. When you go in as a passive investor into an apartment community, you're one of many passive investors in a different LLC. And so you're taking the name out of, you know, if your name's Bob Jones and you go into Equity LLC apartment community, obviously that's a different title. And so you cannot do that. You would need to sell those houses. Yes, you're going to need to pay the taxes, the capital gains on those houses, and then you can take the remaining funds and begin to invest that passively. And it sounds like you've had one home for a long, long time, and there is no depreciation on it. I would suggest getting out of those deals. You can 1031 them into more houses, however. You can 1031 them into a small apartment community if you wanted to do that. This gentleman's going to go to the 2-day class, or he may have already taken the 2-day class. We will teach the 1031 exchange in our 2-day financial freedom seminar at length. So you'll understand how it works. And we also have vendors that will work with you on the 1031. Now, the other thing I want to touch, and it's the 600-pound gorilla in the corner. This gentleman inherited 4 rental properties, and he purchased 4 rental properties along the way. And he says he has no loans on any of these houses. So he's got a nice 8-home paid-for portfolio. What he really has is an unbelievable amount of debt equity that he could deploy, a massive opportunity. I did a show December 20th of 2020. You may want to check it out. You can go to Lifestyles Unlimited and find it. It's December 20 of 2020. And it's called Design Your Future and Transform Your Life. Now, that show, the reason I mention it is we have a couple as guests on the show, Mark and Julie. They join Lifestyles Unlimited. And what did they have? They had 8 paid in full single-family properties. Now, what they were able to do using our strategy was just literally unbelievable. I'm going to let you listen to the show, but there's a point where Julie called her aha moment as she's sitting in our financial freedom seminar and realizes just what she had in her hands, all the equity that she can immediately deploy into more properties, earning more money, creating greater cash flow. Mark and Julie essentially fast-forwarded that cash flow snowball into a substantial real estate wealth-performing portfolio. Now, for the next email, the subject of this email is pulling money out of Roth and SEP IRA. So this is from a different listener. Again, I'm keeping the names confidential. I'm not going to share it. So here we go. Mike, great job with the podcast. We joined Lifestyles Unlimited as preferred investors in June of 2020. My wife and I are in 16 passive deals. Look at that, my friends. When I tell you now is the time to invest and tomorrow will be even better, in a short amount of time, here we are, just under 2 years, this couple joined and is participating in 16 investments, 16 streams of income. What do wealthy people buy? They buy streams of income. And that's exactly what this listener did. So he goes on, I'll remove the balance of my Roth IRA money in about 3 months at age 59 and a half. So he's so close to avoiding the penalty. I get it. No, if you're that close, yeah, wait the 3 months. If you're 3 years out, we can talk about it and have a debate, which leads us to his next line. Actually, his question says, my wife is 56. I'm thinking of waiting the 3 years to remove her SEP IRA and Roth IRA money. It seems she is too close to age 59 and a half to take a 10% penalty. Well, she's 3.5 years, basically, at that point. Worst case, she's 3 years. His question, do you agree with my wife waiting the 3 years? If not, is there a formula to justify taking the 10% penalty based on time to age 59 and a half? I don't know if there's a formula, but let's see if we can justify it. Again, I want to congratulate him on the 16 passive deals. I want to congratulate him on the fact that he recognized the ability of real estate to create that cash flow and change your life. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether he should pull or his wife should pull her money out of the Roth and continue forward or wait 3 years so she can avoid the penalty. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I want to thank you for joining me today. My name's Mike Harrison. If you miss any of this show, you can find us on the website. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button, go to your favorite podcast app. That's how I like to listen to it. Or you can find us at our own YouTube Lifestyles Unlimited channel. Now, today I'm answering some email questions. Again, I always recommend you ask this question to several people. I am just one. Real estate is a community of like-minded individuals. Together, we help each other. Together, we're able to create the most effective strategies, the most effective means to be really good at investing in real estate so that we can keep create that cash flow, so that we can buy our life back. If you're interested in seeing more on what we do and how we do it, I invite you to our free workshop. It's at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. It's interactive. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Check it out. Come see how we make money 5 ways on single-family properties, 6 ways on multi-family properties, the principles we use to run our business. That's how I started. Okay, I had a rental home prior to Lifestyles Unlimited. I was doing everything wrong. I was still making money. That's how forgiving real estate really is. But I went to the workshop, looked at it. I said, yes, this is the program for me. And I joined. If you'd like to join Lifestyles Unlimited, we're running a promo right now. That's givemetotalfreedom.com. Givemetotalfreedom.com. If you enter the promo code Save Big in all capital letters, SAVEBIG, Save Big, it will reduce the price of our financial freedom program to only $297 for 2 years. $297 for 2 years. Look, that is way less than I paid. That is an absolute bargain for everything you get by a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You get to attend our financial freedom seminar, which we talked about in one of the earlier segments. You get our vendor list. You get to network with other like-minded individuals. And again, together, gather the best information, the best practices, and be an absolutely effective real estate investor. Now, I was answering a question from a gentleman. Basically, he's right at 59 and a half, and he's pulling his IRA money. And if you're not aware of it, the government is kind enough to say, Here is this great retirement tool. We're going to stick your money aside, your money. And if you dare touch it before 59 and a half, shame on you. We're going to take 10% of it away from you, even though it's your hard-earned money. That's the plan. That's the plan. That's a stick. That's not a carrot, my friends. But anyway, don't get me started on how I feel about those programs, because I was one of those guys for a long, long time. So he's asking about his wife is still three and a half years away from pulling in the IRA. This question is just me. Comes from my heart. I will tell you, at 3 years or less, someone who's been in the conventional wisdom world for so long and socking that money away, it's going to be hard for you to go ahead and pull it. But my advice, 3 years is a long time, but it will go by quickly. How's that for an oxymoron? It will go by quickly, but it's still a long enough period of time to not sit on the sidelines. What you have and what you can deploy today will be substantial in 3 years. Again, easy for me to say. I was in my 40s when I pulled my retirement money from my 401ks and IRAs. And yeah, the 10% hurt. But it was quickly made up. And then some. And it was an easy decision once I confirmed, demonstrated, and performed within the real estate investment model as Lifestyles Unlimited teaches it. You know what the hardest part was? I felt like I was doing something terribly bad. That's how conditioned we are to that system of feeding the IRA and the 401k until our bodies are so old and broken, then we can pull that money out and I guess live the rest of our days. I mean, they promise us it's going to be great, but we all know it's not going to be enough. But I thought I was doing something that was sacrilegious. I really did. Even when you talk to your administrator and you go through the channels to pull it out, they always want to ask you what you're doing. What are you doing? So here's another point. I was told that only financial imbeciles or desperate people would pull money from an IRA early. You know what? Looking back, I'm the one laughing at them. So think of it like this. If you pull the money now and pay the 10% penalty and invest it in a value play is an apartment community that has issues, management issues, most likely maintenance issues, most likely resident issues, issues across the board. It's something that's going to take a lead investor to shape this business up. It's going to take them at least a year or two to make this place better, to make it the best product, best price. That means best residents at the same time. But let's say you invest in a value play. Now, the definition of a value play within an apartment community is an apartment community that has an internal rate of return, IRR, internal rate of return, of 15% or greater. That's the true definition of a value play. Follow me here. You have $100,000 in your IRA. After you pay the penalty, that leaves you $90,000. Now, I'm not taking the taxes out. I'm assuming you're going to pay those out of your cash flow or whatever you had for this example. $90,000 with a 15% internal rate of return after year one earns $13,500. You follow me? $10,000 penalty, yet that $90,000 in a value play, and this is the minimum. There's many value plays that earn much greater than 15, but it's an internal rate of return of 15. After 1 year, you have earned $13,500 on that 90. In year one, you've already made up for the penalty. Internally, it's in the deal. You may not tangibly have those funds in your hand. In fact, you won't. And you might not see that actual return for 3 to 5 years, but it's there. It's in the deal. You might not even have cash flow from a value play for 1 or 2 years, but it's all coming back on the backside. So it's my belief that in 3 years or 3.5 years, you'll remember that 10% penalty. That'd just be an old bad memory that you had. It's another reason why the IRA and the 401k is not necessarily a financial investment. It's a financial prison. But you'll be beyond that, and your money will continue to compound. So you have to think of it like that. Do you want to sit on the sidelines for 3 years because you're worried about paying $10,000? Or do you want to go ahead and start making at least $13,500? This is based on $100,000 in year one. I bet there's more than $100,000 in that IRA. Imagine if you can deploy $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. Yes, the penalty's greater. $400,000 would be $40,000, but your 15% internal rate of return is still going to surpass the 10% penalty. So again, if it was me, and I'm not a real estate mentor, I'm just speaking from the heart. If I had 3 years, I'm not going to sit. I'm going to put that money in the market and get it working for me today. But ask that same question to some other real estate investors and see what they think. Just food for thought, but I do get that IRA 401k question, and I think honestly it's, you sit down and you could do the math and you can answer the question mathematically pretty easy yourself. But what we're really overcoming, and I had to go through this, it's that mindset piece. Am I doing something wrong? Am I a financial imbecile? Am I desperate? No, I'm smart and I want to buy my life back. That's why I did it. My name's Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you. And creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. We're dipping into the mailbag today, and answering some questions from our listeners. And again, if you have any questions at all, please feel free to reach out to me. I do respond personally to each and every email I get, and I really do enjoy hearing from you out there. And I really enjoy meeting many of you at Expo, at our Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Expo that's coming up. I know a ton of you will be there. Please come tap me on the shoulder. I'd be happy to say hello, shake your hand. We're corresponding here via email, but I love meeting you in person as well. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Our Real Estate Investor Expo is coming up. It's in March. It'll be in Houston at the George R. Brown Convention Center, and you can find information on that at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. It's March 17th and 18th and 19th, Houston, Texas. You need to make plans now. I'm telling you, there will be over 6,000 like-minded real estate investors from all over the United States. I'll be there. We'll have breakout classes. Our vendors will be there. We've got vendors that can help in every aspect of real estate investing. And these vendors just aren't vendors in general. They're vendors that cater specifically to real estate investors. They're speaking our language. They understand our path and what we're trying to do. And there's a way to do certain things within that vendor world for an investor versus just for a homeowner, for a different type of asset or what have you. So these are vendors that are specific to what we're doing and how we invest in real estate. Continuing on with the email questions, again, I answer these from my heart. I'm not a real estate mentor. I'm just a guy that invests in real estate myself and have been doing so for 12 years. Hey, Mike, I'm a very new Lifestyles Unlimited preferred member. I have not invested yet. I'm currently making arrangements for gathering up the cash to invest. I'm 53 and my wife is 55, so we do not have very many doubling times left. And we both did not make much money at the beginning of our lives, and we haven't saved up much for retirement. I became a CRNA about 7 years ago, and we've started turning our financial situation around, and together we make $300,000 to $400,000 per year, depending on how much overtime I work. Well, I must say, you are turning things around. That is, congratulations. That is a fantastic salary. And if you're able to deploy a large amount of that annually, I take it that you are, you're going to have a nice real estate portfolio in just a short amount of time. But here's the question. He says, on your show, you said that with single family investments, you can get around 100% return on investment in 1 year, but with multifamily, it may take 3 to 5 years to double your investment. I'm assuming the cash flow must be much better with multifamily investments since most people want to do multifamily. Let me stop right there. Not necessarily true. It's just a percentage of the investment. Many times the cash flow as a percentage may be greater in a home. That $400 a month may be a greater percentage of what you have invested. But typically when you're getting into multifamily deals, you can do it with 25, but a lot of folks are, they've gone from 25 to 50 to 100, 200. I've seen much more than that in some of these deals. Let me continue. Also, you have more ways to make money with multifamily investments, 6 ways versus 5 with single family. That's true. Is that assumption correct? When I get the equity out of my home and retirement accounts, I should have around, and I'll leave it blank what he says he has to invest. I need to maximize my doubling times to get to my goal. And he lists his goal, and it's a great goal. Should I do multifamily first to build up the snowball and then move to multifamily to increase my cash flow? Just trying to figure out a plan of attack. Okay, I get a lot of these questions where people are like, should I do X or should I do Y? And you can tell in his email, he's trying to justify one or another. This is another one of those questions he needs to bounce off of 5, 6, 7 different people and talk to people who specialize in different aspects. Talk to a lead investor, a syndicator who actually buys apartment communities. Talk to a single family investor, somebody who specializes in houses. And talk to a passive investor. You can find all these people at the expo. We have some super passives. From the tone of this gentleman's email, And again, it's just a tone. I don't know what he's thinking, but it sounds to me like he's done working. He's ready to invest and just grow that, create that cash flow snowball. That's the tone I'm getting. So I'm going to tell him that it doesn't sound like you want to be a lead investor. I'll take that off the table in his thought process. Look, lead investors will earn the most, not necessarily in the beginning, not necessarily on the second deal, but as they get into that third and fourth and fifth and so on in the syndication realm, they do very well and they earn every single penny they get. But that's a job. That is a job, okay? That's not mistake being a lead as somebody who just sits there and gets mailbox money. No, no, and no. They have a lot on their plate. So a lead, really, if you're serious about doubling your money in a short amount of time, that's the way to go, okay? But it doesn't sound like, it sounds like he's kind of done. So let's look at the houses. Yeah, you can double your money in year one, but if you recalculate those returns in year two, which means you're going to add that equity capture to your initial down and then calculate the return, that return as a percentage of invested money drops substantially, substantially. So you've got to refinance or sell. So think of it like this. Let's say you purchase a single family home and you're $30,000 out of pocket and you get a $20,000 equity capture. So in year one, your cash on cash return is based on 30 grand. Okay. Cause that's what you're out of pocket. In year two, if you're doing this properly, you're going to bake that equity capture into your investment. I know it's an equity capture, but now you've captured it. Now you have to bake that in. So in year two, your return is based on a total of investment of $50,000. So your returns would go down, right? If you're making $5,000 a year on an investment of $30,000, I mean, that's 20% return. Well, just under. But if you're only making $5,000 on a $50,000 return, that's a 10% return. You see how that dropped literally overnight? Now, imagine if you had an equity capture that was greater than that. I was talking with some people today. There was a deal. It was about 10 grand out of pocket. It was a home in horrible shape, but they were going to get about a $70,000 equity capture. And now the cash flow is only about $200 a month. So it was a little cash flow, but $70,000 equity capture. So that first year, if you're making $200 a month, $2,400 a year based on a $10,000 investment, that's a 25% cash on cash return. Year two, you're making $2,500, the same $2,500 cash flow, but it's now based on an $80,000 investment. The math doesn't look that great, right? So continuing on with the thought process here, if this gentleman has the ability to buy several houses right now. He can buy several. He can start rehabbing them. He can start renting them. He can start managing them. He can create a very large portfolio in a short amount of time. Even with a management company, that's going to be a job. And based on the tone of his email, I know he wants to grow his wealth, but I'm not sure how much legwork he wants to put into his cash flow snowball. So now let's look at the passive side. With multifamily, the timeline to double expands. But you could put a lot more money to work per deal, opposed to houses, which would be smaller chunks, right? Houses, we talked about the 10,000 out of pocket. That was rare. Really think 30 to 50 out of pocket. But 30 to 50 on a single family home versus 100 or 200 in a multifamily deal, you can put a greater amount of money into that deal and get it going right off the bat. You have a lead that's managing the business. You're a passive. You have no say how that goes. Maybe that's the life for you. Collect the mailbox money. You know what the bottom line is? Try both. Buy a couple of houses. See what you think. See how you and your wife feel about it. She's got to be happy too. getting a couple of passive deals. Try that. Your game plan will adjust as your real estate portfolio changes. Your goals will change. Your strategies will change. Your mindset will change. Again, it's ongoing. You may get in and realize, heck, I do want to be a lead after all, and take the lead program and learn that side of it. The bottom line is we're involved. We're involved in creating that cash flow. We're having fun. We're making friends along the way. But I always want you to remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. My name is Mike Harrison. I'll see you next week. Make it a great day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.